Good day, Montana. I'm Tom Barich. Joining me in the studio today is John Twiggs, producer and director at Montana PBS. We are at a safe social distance. And John, thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me at a safe distance.
John, you're directing a special that's coming up on Montana PBS this upcoming week. What an interesting topic to choose to document, barns.
Who doesn't love barns?
Well, okay, now what? Okay, I got to ask, what drew you to this topic?
I would say a variety of things. One would be I also work on a series, Backroads of Montana.
Yeah.
And so we've been traveling the state for the last 20-some years. And obviously, I've been near and by and through and in a lot of barns. So I knew that this was a great topic for the state of Montana. For me personally, I actually have been in Montana for over 30 years, but I grew up in Virginia, and my grandfather had a beef cattle farm, and my summer job every summer was to go up and work on the farm. So I have very fond childhood memories of the barn as we were throwing hay bales and straw bales and working with my cousins. And so that combination of Montana plus my childhood and again, like I said, talking with people who are very appreciative and nostalgic and wondering about barns. And even if you're not on a farm or a ranch or own one or work near one, I think people still appreciate them. I think whether it's in your neighborhood or driving to and from work, or you might see one along the interstate, you always hear people remarking about the barns and really appreciating them.
So what did you find most interesting in doing your research for this?
I think most interesting, I wouldn't even say surprising, but most interesting is just the connection between the people and the buildings. And for us, in terms of telling stories, you know, yes, there are the inanimate objects, but they're always connected to people. Mm-hmm. And I think it's their passion for it, their emotional connection to it. One of the families commented that it was even a spiritual connection for them to the building. And so to get to spend time with the families and be around them and hear their family history and see what their connection was and their family's connection was to the buildings, that was fascinating to me. And as we traveled around the state and within the documentary, you'll see different examples of how different families connect to those buildings, whether it's over here in the west with the mountains and the southwest and western part of the state, or the prairies up in the northeastern part of Montana. You know, the building and the landscape might be different, but that emotional connection remains the same and very common as you go from place to place. We got to follow one family in particular, and that was really the challenge for this. We had identified different barns, but what we needed to make this documentary work was we needed a family that was in the process of working on or fixing a barn. And that proved to be a little trickier to find, but we eventually found a great family, the Brower family. They live just west of Bozeman over in that Manhattan, Churchill, Amsterdam area, and they have a traditional Dutch farmstead there. And they're working on their roof, and it becomes an inordinately complicated process for them to get it fixed. And while they're working on that, we break away and go off to different parts of the state so you can look at different barns. Then we come back and kind of see how they're doing. And as they struggle a little more, we go to another place. And so that's basically how the show goes. And hopefully through that, you get a chance to see how much the barn means to them, how much the other barns mean to the other families.
That was going to be my next question, is if you saw any common threads from barn to barn or family to family.
It would be that connection. It would be that emotional connection that a lot of them have remarked that it just wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't even feel like a farm or a ranch if you didn't have that centerpiece building on the place. It does, in some ways, become a local landmark. And having that barn there, whether it's that, you know, you go just past it to turn left to get to wherever, or it's just that big, bright red building that you remember, it becomes a part of the community as much as it does being a part of the family.
Well, this sounds like a really interesting and fascinating documentary, and I'm sure our listeners are going to be looking forward to it. I certainly am. What can you tell our listeners about the barn photo contest?
We knew when we started the project, we collaborated with folks who had done this big coffee table book called Hand Raised, Barns of Montana, and I worked with the authors and the photographer, and they had researched over 150 barns. Well, we couldn't get that many barns, obviously, to a television documentary, so we knew we were going to leave some out and anticipated that the first reaction would be, yeah, we enjoyed that show, but why didn't you have my grandfather's barn in there? Why didn't you have my uncle's barn in there? Why didn't you have the one down the street from us. So we thought we wanted an outlet for people to showcase a barn that they appreciate, they love, they think is the most beautiful, perhaps. So we had the barn photo contest. Folks can send that in. They can find the details online at montanapbs.org. And it would be fun because, again, as we talked about earlier, you know, there is a passion for it. And, yeah. and in addition to learning about the history and maybe the construction or the architecture, there's also a group that just loves to photograph barns. And really, you can't go wrong because these are beautiful buildings and Montana has beautiful landscape. So that's a winning combination.
When does the special air?
It will air Monday, November 9th, will be the premiere at 8 o'clock on Montana PBS. Then we'll have it on again on Thursday, the 12th of November. So there are a couple chances to see it. That one will be on at 7 o'clock.
John Twiggs, thank you so much for joining me today.
Tom, thanks for having me.
Thanks again to John Twiggs, producer and director of Keeping the Barn, premiering Monday, November 9th at 8 p.m. on Montana PBS. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Tom Berich.